Hello, Reds. It is match day again. Come thick and fast. Come soon. Maybe a bit too soon. We'll see. After the debacle on Wednesday, I'm in London. I'm on my own in taxi for reasons I'll explain in a minute. But I got the 7:43 from South Parkway. Got into Euston about 10, and now I am in a taxi working my way through London. So I'm in Shoreditch at the moment, which is a very trendy part of London for those who don't know. So going past lots of good looking bars that aren't open yet. I'm just coming into Hoxton, and then it'll be through Bethnal Green into the east end of London, and to the London Stadium, as it's called, where West Ham play. So basically I've come a bit earlier because I got a message, well, a phone call last night from TNT Sports asking if I'll do the pre-match coverage, which is quite a nice opportunity. Never done anything like that before. They've had a few fans off. Stu Wright did something with them a few weeks ago, which was good. So they've asked me to do that. They said you're coming, but they needed me down a bit early. So Craig and Fairwad and the lads I go with sort of week by week are all on the slightly later train. Couldn't drag them out of bed any earlier. Now it's fine. So I come on my own this morning, so it's quite quiet. I spoke to a couple of people on the train. Lizzie Doyle was on my train. Nice to see her. Loves the London away. Lizzie. A few others sort of spoke to me on the train. But generally, it's quite quiet, quite nice. Read a few bits about our new manager. Something that Sahih has wrote for The Athletic about managers in general, which is quite interesting. And yeah, just enjoyed a bit of quiet before the madness of an away game. So yeah, just working our way as ever. The traffic in London is there. It's not too bad, but it's you know, always present. And yeah, off to London. Off to the London Stadium, and then do a little bit. So I'm not entirely sure who I'm on with or anything like that. I think they said Peter Crouch is doing it, so that'll be good, because I've never met Peter Crouch, but he's done some stuff with us. He did something in lockdown. I can't remember who interviewed him now, but he did something in lockdown for us. And then before that, when he had his book out, Robbo interviewed him, and it's still on YouTube. It's a good interview. It did well for us, actually. Got quite good numbers, showing, you know, he's a popular guy. But yeah, that was also before that. So he's done a couple of things with the Anfield Rap, and everyone says he's great, doesn't he? But I've not actually ever, I don't think, met him. So that'd be good. Do something with that, and then just also see how it goes. But it's a decent little thing to do. We get excited when I pop up on the telly, so that'll be sort of quite nice for them. Hopefully, if they can get Paw Patrol off.